Amen. I want to read a scripture. It's in Exodus chapter 3, verse 1 to 5. You can look it up. You can write it down. I'm going to read it. It says, "Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb," I don't know how to say that, "the mountain of God. There the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within a bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it didn't burn up. So Moses thought, 'I will go over and see this is a strange sight, why the bush does not burn up.' When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' And Moses said, 'Here I am.' 'Do not come any closer,' God said. 'Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground.'" Repeat after me. Father, speak to me that today I can be a new person in you. Come to my life. Bring revelation in Jesus' name. Amen. If you want to put a title, I put a really, really creative title. I don't know. It's called "Take Off Your Sandals." Say, tell the person next to you, "Take off your sandals." You're going to look to the person next to you. You're going to see his shoes or her shoes. Is she wearing sandals? Is she wearing, I don't know, Converse, Nikes? What kind of shoes is she wearing or is he wearing? Don't take your shoes off because we don't want smelly stuff here. I'm just kidding. Everybody smells. It's true. All righty. Take off your sandals. So when Pastor Bray was telling me about sharing a word, I was like, Lord, I can talk about a lot of things, but I want to talk something that you want to speak. And I was, you know, just trying to figure it out what to speak. And the Lord just spoke something really clear. And it's this, the story of Moses. And today I want to tell you 3 points of how just to overcome and just be a conqueror and just go through, like, through the other, I don't know, side of your life. Amen? So the first point is listen. Tell the person next to you, listen. Tell the person to the other side, listen. Ask the person next to you, are you listening to Mike? Are you really listening? All right. In the verse 4, I'm going to read it again. It says, Exodus 3:4, it says, "When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, 'Moses, Moses.' And Moses said, 'Here I am.'" So I have a question for you. Who called who? Respond that into your head, or you can say it. Who called who? In these verses, we can see that God is calling Moses. And he's calling him Moses. It says, "Moses, Moses," by his name. So I just want you to understand today that God is calling you by your name. God knows your situation. God knows your heart. God knows your family. God knows what you've been going through. But he knows your name. Sometimes we feel that God is away, that God is just a Sunday thing, that God is just a church thing. But when we understand that God knows our name, that's huge. That is huge. Like, just imagine, just Moses. The Bible says that Moses was, you know, he was like, man, what is that? What's going on there? When he was getting closer, he heard the voice saying, "Moses, Moses," from God. It wasn't a random person. Can you imagine? Just put yourself in his position right now. Just, I don't know, you're doing something, and you are like, what is going on over there? I want to see what's going on. And then you hear, "Hey, Lulu, Lulu. Miguel, Miguel." And you're like, what the heck is happening here? Just imagine how crazy it was. And the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. And I just want to let you know that God has called every single person in this place. Do you believe it? Say with me, I am chosen. I am called for doing great things for God. Amen. I'm going to just jump to the second point, and this is my main point. And this second point is really creative too. It's called take off your sandals. Man, so creative. In the verse 5, it says, do not come any closer, God said. It says, take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. And I asked myself, and I asked God, Lord, why do you use this strategy, of taking off your sandals? Why do you use it? Like, what is it? What was the purpose of it? And then I realized something, that it's an action. So God, before he was going to tell his purpose, his destiny, his new life in him, he needed Moses to do something, to give something away. And today I want you to understand something. God called you. God chose you. God has great things for your life. But today you need to understand that we need to take off our sandals. And maybe you're asking, what does he mean about sandals? Do I need to take my actual shoes right now? What this means, and I want you to take notes. I really want you to be connected. Just try to understand. Just say, Lord, speak to me today. And I believe God is going to speak to you. Amen? And why the sandals? What is in the sandals? And what does it mean? And you know, nowadays, there is all kinds of shoes. You can go to the store. There is all kinds of colors, all kinds of materials. You can even see the person next to you. He's wearing, white shoes, red shoes, Nike shoes, Adidas shoes, soccer shoes, all kinds of shoes you can find everywhere. And what's the purpose of a shoe? The purpose of a shoe is to protect your feet. Say with me, to protect my feet. But if you think about it, and if you go back all the way back to Moses' time, just think about it. They didn't have Nikes. They didn't have Adidas. They had sandals. And what it represents as sandals, it represents his walking, his decisions, his way. And just think about it. And in that time, they didn't have floors. They didn't have a carpet. Like we're sitting right now in a beautiful place. Just realize that you're standing on carpet. It might be dirty, but it's carpet. Like you go, you drive. There's concrete. And, concrete in America, not everywhere, but everything is just smooth. Like when you go in an airport and you see the concrete, it's like, man, this is beautiful. Like you walk. And even when you have shoes, you're like, man, I got to clean my shoes. I cannot let my shoes be dirty. Are you a shoe fan like me? That you're like, man, have you ever had that moment when, you buy your new white shoes, fabric, beautiful, expensive, and like, man, so nice. But I'm going to take them to the church. And then at the end of the church, you're with people around, and you're like trying to talk far away. And then you're like, yes, I made it. And then somebody comes and stands on your foot. And you're like, great, this is so aggravating. But it is crazy because in that time, I was looking on Google. I was trying to see if there was an image of what kind of sandals do they use in that time. I was like, don't think about flip-flops that you're wearing right now with cute diamonds or stuff. It was just, I'm pretty sure it was crappy. It was just like leather, like just really rough. And what it means is like all these sandals, when he was walking through the desert, he was walking through dirty places. All that dirt was accumulating, was getting stuck in the sandals. It was just getting dirty. So what it means is he's walking. And today I want you to understand that God wants us to give something, to give everything. And that was something that spoke to me last week, because I don't want to get emotional, and I don't think I'm going to get emotional, because I'm not emotional. I am emotional. last week, because of the question of what am I going to speak, I don't know what to speak. I just don't want to speak like a cool sermon and everybody's, God is awesome and God forgives you and he's awesome and just go and do whatever you want to do. I can do that and I can, and it can be awesome. But the Lord spoke to me and he told me, there is something in your life that you've run away. There's an area in your life that you haven't let go for many years. And I was just fighting myself. Like, you know, when you have those battles in your mind, you're like, I don't want to deal with this. I don't want to confront it. I'm just going to pretend that everything is okay. But God every day was reminding me. Until like last week in the morning, I was like, I got to do it. I got to do it. And I just surrendered myself. And I just took off my sandals. And it was so painful. I've never cried like that before. My wife is up. I forgot the word, but she was there. And she was looking at me. And I was just, I've never cried like that in my life. And I felt free from it. But you need to understand this verse, because I've read it many times and I'm like, oh yeah, that's really cool. The burning, the bush and the fire and beautiful. But if you really pay attention to those little details of the Bible, you're going to be amazed. And when I realized that the sandals were meaning his past, his sin, his walking. So I just want to, maybe you're asking like, what was Moses like before? And that was the same question I had. Because I've read and I've seen, have you ever watched a movie of Moses before? Church kids, all the time. But I went back and read everything. And Moses was born in a Hebrew family. And at that time, the Pharaoh said that every baby boy was going to be thrown in the river. He's going to be killed. So since he was a baby, he had a death sentence. Just how crazy is that? Just think about it. It's crazy. So his mom only could have kept him for 3 months. And when he was 3 months, his mom had to do a little basket. You know that story, little basket. And then put the baby in the basket. Just imagine you're putting the baby in a basket. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, Ember? It's crazy. Putting a baby in a basket, and she had to say bye. She let it go. And then when the baby was in the river, a lazy river. Have you ever been in a lazy river before? Yeah. But it was really tragic. It was bad. So in the other side of the river, there is this lady that was Pharaoh's daughter. And she found the baby, and the baby was screaming, and the baby was crying. And she had compassion of the baby, and she didn't say anything. She just kept him. And then, you know, the Pharaoh said, like, we're going to keep this baby. We're going to teach him the Egyptian way. We're going to teach him how we do things, how we put makeup. Have you seen those movies where the Egyptians funny makeup? Pharaoh's tutorial with Pharaoh. Man, if YouTube was a thing in that time, he would do a tutorial. I just thought about it. That would be so crazy. So the Bible says that Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in his speech and action. But something that I want you to know is that Moses knew that he was called. He knew he was belonging to the Hebrews. He knew where home was. But he was just raised in this Egyptian way. Everything was just strict and everything was just weird makeup, jewels, weird stuff. And the Bible says when Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his own people, the Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Say with me, killing. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they didn't. That's it. But if you go back to verse 23, it says, when Moses was 40 years old, what it says, he decided. Say with me, he decided. His decisions, his plans, his sandals. And look what the Bible says. It says he decided to kill this man. And then he said that Moses thought that God told him to do that. He thought he was in the purpose of God. He thought he was in God's way. But it was in his decision. He made it happen. He put his sandals and he said, I'm going to do it. And I'm going to kill this person. I'm going to kill it. Look what says Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12. And this is crazy because it's the same story, but they give it a little different perspective. It says, one day, Exodus chapter 2, verse 11 and 12 and 14, it says, one day after Moses had grown up, he went out to where his own people were and watched them at their hard labor. He saw an Egyptian beating a Hebrew, one of his own people. Looking this way and seeing no one, he killed the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. The man said, who made you ruler and judge over us? Are you thinking of killing me as you killed the Egyptian? Then Moses was afraid and thought, what I did must have become known. And I was thinking about this verse. And if you just go back to this verse, it says that he made the decision of killing this guy. But what it says after that, he killed, I don't know how he killed him. Maybe he punched him, maybe he shot him. I don't know what happened. But it says that he looked around and then he killed it. And then what happened? He hid it in the sand. Have you ever hid something in the sand? I don't know, yourself? I've done it. It's fun. But he looked to both sides. Have you ever, last year I was weed eating in front of this church in this ditch right here. It's not a fun ditch, right, Donovan? Because it's muddy and it traps you. So I was by myself. I was with the weed eater. I was with, grass splash all over my body. And I was ready to go. And I was man, I want to finish this. It's so aggravating. I'm sweating. I'm tired. It's enough. I was cutting, weed eating. And at one point, I fell terribly. I fell to the ground. And it was so embarrassing. And I'm in the interstate. So the first thing I did was look around. I hope nobody's watching me right now. Or when you fall, I remember one time we were in the house and we were fixing some, how do you call it, drawers? Cabinets. And I was sitting, I was so focused on mine, and then my wife was standing up, and then she took one of the cabinets. She was like, oh, look at this. And my leg was like this. And then the whole cabinet just came in two pieces, and it came into my chin. And I was screaming. I was like, ah. And the only thing she did was laugh. I was like, are you serious right now? It was bleeding. And then, she started laughing when I showed her the blood. That's the worst part. I was like, look, oh my gosh, look what you did. She was cracking up. So just imagine Moses. He was like, I hope nobody's watching me. Okay, I'm going to hit, the body. But then what happened? People saw it. And then the Bible says that Moses was afraid. Fear came to his life because he knew people were going to judge him. And people were going to be like, you know, just crazy. And what happened? He just got with fear. And what happened after? He left. He left Egypt. And it says that Pharaoh wanted to kill him. So he ran away to this city called Midian. I don't know if you say it like that. And what Midian means, it means affliction. And what I want to tell you today is that sometimes, and I know you are going through this situation, we do something in our lives. We make mistakes. Maybe somebody broke your heart. Maybe you broke somebody's heart. Maybe you did something terrible that you haven't even told nobody. But you did the same thing as Moses did. You were like, nobody's watching me. I'm just going to hide this little thing or this big thing, and I'm just going to run away. I'm just going to escape the situation. And let me tell you something. Moses was in Midian, not for a year, not for 5 months. He was in Midian 40 years. 40 years. And I don't know how long have you been escaping from the situation and from the calling of God. I don't know how long have you been run away and apart and just pretending like everything is fine. I didn't do anything. I'm good. I'm just going to find a work. I'm just going to find a job. I'm just going to have a family and just going to pretend everything is awesome. Everything is awesome. And just imagine Moses for 40 years. And it says here that he was taking care of his father-in-law's sheep. He wasn't even doing his own thing. He was doing random stuff. Just imagine Moses for years, like, oh my gosh, I don't deserve anything. God is not going to love me. I'm not enough. What I did is terrible. God is not going to use me anymore. He doesn't love me. And maybe you are in this place with the same situation. Maybe God has spoke to you some time ago, long time ago, maybe years, maybe months, maybe weeks, I don't know. And you know God has a purpose with your life. You know. And you, when you speak, you're like, man, he's a preacher. She's a preacher. Look at that. Everybody loves him. And you know it. It's inside of you. But you have escaped. You took Moses' decision of like, you know what? I'm just going to hide this. I'm just going to pretend like nothing happened. I'm just going to put some makeup on it. And I'm just going to run away. And I don't care if you're a leader. I don't care if you're if you've been here in this church for a long time or if this is your first time. It is time to go back to the presence of God. But we need to realize something. To enter into the presence of God. To come and see what God has for your life. You need to take off your sandals. Take off your sandals. Think about it. What is in my sandals? Like God asked Moses, take off your sandals. It's an effort. It's an action. It's an act of obedience. He had to do this and take off his sandals. And then he saw what God had for him. What is in your sandals? Ask yourself. And maybe you think, yeah, maybe I cheated. Maybe I did something when I was really young. Maybe, I don't know, I hurt somebody's heart. Or maybe that this person did this to me, or somebody abused me sexually or verbally or physically. I don't know. Just, it's your life. But what I want to tell you today, and I know we come to church and we come every Sunday and we pretend that everything is okay. And maybe you're a leader and you're like, yes, amen, we're going to go and conquer. And yes, awesome. Let me tell you, you're not going to go to the next level. You're not going to conquer if you don't take off your sandals. Come on. And let me tell you, I want to go back to why he escaped. The Bible says that fear came to his heart. And that's why he left. And that's something the enemy uses to control your life. And that's what happened with me. Yes, I'm a pastor's kid, and my parents are huge preachers. I'm saying this, you know, humbly. And they're great, and God uses them. And I've been raised in a church, and I'm around crowds of people, and oh yeah, look at Mike, and, oh, he's awesome. They didn't know I was going through a lot of battles in my life. I had fear in my life. And that fear, that guilt, just stopped me. It was like a wall that I was like, yeah, awesome. I'm going to the next level. But I wasn't. I was getting home, and I was just like depressed and anxious and like, ah. And when we're anxious and depressed, like, just fear just does so many things in your life. And the funny thing is that sometimes we get used to it. It becomes part of our life. Like, just imagine 40 years, Moses, that just became part of his life. They're like, I'm anxious. Yeah, I'm depressed. Yeah, I have fear. No, that's my personality. That's who I am. Let me tell you, that's a lie from the enemy. That's a lie from the enemy. God wants to use you. And the only weapon that the enemy uses is fear, is guilt. The Bible says in Proverbs 29, verse 25, that the fear disables. Another version says that the fear is a trap. Say with me, trap. And that's what happened with me. And maybe it's happening to you right now. And you come to life group, and you come every Sunday, just trying to sing and try to worship, but there is something that is not letting you be free for God. Like, you don't feel the presence of God. Like, you're like, oh, it's there, but I just want to keep my sandals on, and I want to do my way, and I want to take my decisions, and I think she's the one, or I think he's the one that I need to marry. Think about it. I realized something. Christian life is a life of surrender. And it can sound easy, but it's not. But it's truth. And that just hit me hard because I thought it was just like pretending to be okay and just telling everybody that I'm awesome and I'm great and yes, amen, and let's conquer the world. But then I realized, you gotta surrender to see my presence, to enter into my presence. So at one point I made the decision, I'm like, Lord, that everything I do, it's in your will, not in my way. Come on. And I don't wanna be mean to you, I don't wanna be hard on you, but it's something that it spoke to me, and that's what I'm telling you this. Because sometimes we just want to do our way in our decisions. And maybe we say, maybe that's the college career, I don't know, I need to go. Or that's the job, yeah, they pay really good. Or yeah, I need to go to this city. Or yeah, I need to leave this church because I don't know. I don't know what it is. But it's because you're wearing your sandals. Today it's time to take off your sandals, to enter in the presence of God. You want to see a revival in your life? You want to see a change in your life? Say with me, I want a change. I want something new and fresh. Amen. You know, I want to tell you a story. Maybe you've heard it before. It's a testimony of Pastor Cho. Maybe you know him. He's Pastor Caesar's pastor. He has the biggest church in the world in South Korea. And he tells this testimony of a couple. This husband tells the pastor, Pastor, I need your help. I've been trying really hard to make my wife happy, but she's always sad. She's always depressed. She's always anxious. I don't know what to do. I need your help. Pastor Cho says, all right, let me talk to her 5 minutes, and we'll see what happens. Then she calls the lady, The pastor says that her face was just like really crappy, you know. Have you ever had those faces? You're like, I don't want to do anything. Don't talk to me. I want to fight you. I want to punch you in the face. Don't talk to me. I'm like this. Like a bulldog face. And then Pastor Cho tells this, asks this girl, what happened? What's going on? He said, Pastor, long time ago, I was really close with my sister and my brother-in-law, and I was living in their house, and at one point, my sister got really sick. She was in the hospital almost every day, and during that time, I cheated, and I slept. I don't know how what is the right word, but I slept with my sister's brother-in-law, my sister's husband, and that just broke my heart, and the guilt follows me every single day. I've been having this for many years. And then the Pastor Cho tells the lady, all right, hold my hand, close your eyes, and just imagine, and we're going to go on a little walk. And we're walking, and you're going to see a big lake. I say, okay, Pastor. They were walking in, you know, imagining they were walking, seeing the lake. And then the Pastor Cho takes a stone, takes a little rock and say, look, grab that big rock right there. I'm going to throw this stone to the lake. He threw the stone to the lake. Boom, make the noise, whatever. It went down. Now I want you to take that stone, big stone, and throw it to the lake. All right. She grabbed the stone in the imagining, you know, think. She threw the stone, and it went away. The Pastor Cho tells, asked the girl, where did your stone go? She said, to the bottom of the lake. All right, where did my rock went? To the bottom of the lake. All right, what he said is, this is what happens when you confess your sins, and this is what God does. Your sin can be really small or it can be really big, but it goes to the deep, it goes to the cross, and you are forgiven. It can make, and then he said, it can make a big, maybe a bigger splash, a big sound, like it was a little bigger, but it went to the same place. And then her face just changed, and then they prayed for her, and they ministered to her. 6 months later, she was just so happy. She was with the joy. She was free. Man. And I know maybe you're going through a similar situation. And maybe it's not with guilt. Or maybe it is. That is being behind you for years. And you just punish yourself. And you say, I'm not enough. I cannot do it. I'm not able. Like the Bible says, it disables. And I'm not enough. I cannot do it. No, I cannot preach. I cannot say anything. I cannot preach to my friends because I'm a sinner. And I just prefer just pretending that everything is okay and just running away and escaping. But when you realize that Jesus paid the price for your sins, that just changes everything in your life. Everything in your life. But you gotta realize that to be free from guilt, from sin, you gotta take off your sandals. What have you hidden in the sand? Like, nobody's gonna watch. I'm fine. Everything is okay. What is it? Think about it. Because hiding your sins and just letting the fear control in your heart and the emotions, because Moses was led by an emotion. He said his decision, he was like, I'm going to kill him. It was his emotion. He was led by anger. And I don't know how many decisions have you made based on emotions. Maybe, oh yeah, I was yelling at my mom the other day, and he was getting out of control. Why? Because you were doing something in your emotions. Oh yeah, I don't know. I went and get into this relationship with this girl, with this boy, because I just feel so hurt, and I don't know, I'm just gonna just do it. And then you're like, I don't know, I'm just gonna fake it, and I'm just gonna show up and tell everybody that I'm good and post on Facebook, I don't know, social media, that I'm so cool and I'm so awesome. I'm serious, because I fell in that trap. Everything had to be awesome. Oh, I'm awesome. Oh, I'm great. But I had something in the sand, and I escaped for a long time, and I was punishing myself. I cannot do it. I'm not enough. I don't deserve this. I don't deserve this other thing. But God is telling you, and God reminded me, you are chosen and you're forgiven. You are chosen, but you gotta take off your sandals. And last thing that I want to, last point, is go. Because the verse 10, it says, so now go. I'm sending you to Pharaoh to bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. Wow. The first thing is listen. God is calling your name. You have to know this. I don't want you to go out of this service and be like, oh, what? What did he preach? What, Colombian? What happened? I understand this. You are chosen. Yes, every single person. Me? I don't have money. I'm poor. Me? Look how I look. Look, me? You are chosen. Your struggles can be huge. You can be struggling right now. But the blood of Jesus just paid it off in your life. It just erases and deletes every single thing in your life, every argument. And God is calling your name. He's calling your name today. And it's not once. He called Moses twice. He said, Moses, Moses. Something intimate. But you gotta be like, wait. Like sometimes I'm in my house and I hear, like, I don't know, I'm just washing the dishes and everything, the AC is on and everything is on, and I hear, Mikael. Like, I need to focus. I'm like, oh, that's my wife calling me. But I need to stop and say, okay, somebody's calling me. Stop just faking it, and stop just running, and just stop just doing it your way. Stop for a minute in your life today. Stop it. And say, I need to stop and I need to hear what God has for me. He's calling my name. My name. He's not saying, hey, dude, hey, people, come on, follow me. No, he said, your name, Miguel, come here. But you got to be there. Like, yes, Lord. Second thing, taking off your sandals. So today we're going to take off our sandals. Your past, your sins, your mistakes, your way, your emotions way. And third is go. Look, the Bible says, I just read it, that God told Moses, go, and I need you to liberate and free my people. And the funny thing is that in Exodus, it says in the chapter 3, Moses says that two times. It says, God, me? What am I going to say? What am I going to do? But God says, hey, don't worry. I am with you. Wow, I am with you. And that's what God is telling you today. And maybe it's a relationship that you need to just put it away. But I love him so much, and I love her so much. And we spend so many time together, and it's so beautiful, and he's just so sweet. And hey, I prefer God's purpose in my life. Come on. It can be painful in the moment. It can be just hard. For me, it was hard. That was like 2 weeks, like a week ago. I was like on the ground. I was like, Lord, this hurts so much. But I need to be free from this for you to show up in my life. And it says, bring my people, the Israelites, out of Egypt. And Moses, before he was going to do this, he took off his sandals. And then he was sent. You need to know something today, that God wants to use you. He doesn't only want you to just give you verses and just, this verse was so beautiful today. Amen. And Lord, let my day be beautiful and let my day be peaceful and a blessed day. Bless me, Lord, and bless me. And I want this and I want the other. Bro, God wants to use you and he wants to send you. Me? I'm 70 years old. Me? I'm just 13. I'm just enjoying my school. You are chosen. And you are chosen to go. Israelites, Moses, he said, me? I'm nobody, bro. And what does Egypt means? What it represents? It represents oppression. It represents pain. It represents fear, anxiety, past. So what God is going to do in your life, you're going to go and do the same thing with other people. Do you believe it? Do you believe it? There is nothing more awesome and more amazing than just giving and surrender your life to God. It can be really sometimes maybe painful to go on your knees. I had to do it and say, Lord, it hurts. And I'm crying. Inside and outside, I was crying. And I said, Lord, I want to do your way, not my way. I'm taking off my sandals today. I'm taking off my shoes. I'm taking off everything that I've been carrying for many years. So if you want something new from God, if you want to listen, if you want to take off your sandals, if you want to go, I want you to come to the front right now. I don't care if you, this is your first time. I don't care if you're in the band. I don't care who you are. Just come here. If you really want something new and something fresh from God. I know there's people sitting there like, oh, I'm not going to come in front because I don't want to. I think I'm not ready. Hey, God is calling your name. He's calling your name. He's saying, you, come on. It's enough of escaping. It's time for you to encounter me. So close your eyes wherever you are right now. And you're going to think, what is in your sandals? You're going to take off your sandals right now in your life. And you're going to say, Lord, there's a lot of dirt in my sandals. There's a lot of pain in my sandals. My heart is broken. I'm just pretending to be okay and just trying to be okay. But I'm just giving you everything right now. Come on, I want to hear your voices. I want to hear your voices this morning. Maybe we're not used to speak and talk to God, but I want to hear your voices. If you're desperate for what God has for your life, come on, I want to hear your voice. Cry out right now and say, Jesus, I'm giving you everything right now. I'm taking off my ways and my decisions and my emotions. I've been running away from your calling. I've been running away, Lord. Because I feel like I'm not enough. Oh, Jesus, thank you. And if you have to say it, to say it, what those sandals means. Maybe somebody broke your heart. Maybe you did something and you think it's terrible and you think you shouldn't tell it nobody. Everybody with your eyes closed, nobody looking at me. And we're going to put the music up a little bit. And I want you today to just open your heart and confess from the bottom of your heart and say, Jesus, when I was this age, this happened to me. Or I did this. Or I'm doing this right now. And I'm desperate for your presence. And I'm desperate for your calling, Lord. But I've been doing my ways. Say it right there. Say it right there. Come on. Speak to God. Just picture that bush with fire in front of you. And God is speaking to you. And God just saying your name. Just picture right there in your mind. Can you listen God saying your name? He's telling your name right now. Holy Spirit, come to this place right now. Holy Spirit, come to this place right now. You're going to surrender your life right now to Jesus. And I know you've been carrying a big weight in your back. But today is the day where you're going to just give it away to God. And say, God, I'm taking off my sandals. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And we're going to worship. And when we sing this song, it's going to be a freedom song. It's going to be a song where you're going to just be free from those weights, from the dirt in your sandals. And you're just going to give everything away to God. So raise up your hands. Lift up your hands. Start worshiping God. I want you, Jesus. I want more of your presence, Lord. Come to my heart, Jesus. You're in this place, Holy Spirit. Come on, raise up your voice. And you're going to repeat after me. You're going to say it louder. You're going to say, I am. Who God says I am. I am what God says I am. And from now on, I'm walking in God's way, God's direction, in Jesus' name. And everybody says, amen. Come on.